Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And the players came, dreaming of the old magic of other seasons. Drawn by a coach on a crusade, the road back began with the battle for the nation's capital. Maryland against Georgetown for their first game in 13 years. Local legends from the playgrounds of D.C. faced off in a battle that became a war. A war on national television against a nationally ranked team.
Here comes Millen. He didn't get it off. Maryland pulls off the upset of 15th ranked Georgetown. Yes. Oh, what a big win for Gary Williams. What a terrific win for him. The Terps are back.
That was from a wonderful little mini documentary put together for the 93 meeting between Georgetown and Maryland. A huge win for Maryland at the time, looking for national respect, trying to build what Gary Williams would build into a national championship program. I would say last night didn't have the same feel, but then again, it's a different day and age. Welcome to Hour 2, Sports Saturday here on The Fan. I am Steve Zabin. Thank you for listening. Yes, it's good to be back on the air. Chris Nockey's going to join us here in just a second. So you heard about how, you know, the local kids were coming to breathe life back into the rivalry. Georgetown has a lot of local guys. Here's the cities of the rosters of each team. For Georgetown, they've got D.C., Woodbridge, Oxon Hill, Upper Marlboro, and Gainesville all represented. And then they get a bunch of other guys. They've got Imo State, Nigeria, El Paso, Texas, Auckland, New Zealand, New Orleans, Universal City, Texas, Gouda, Netherlands, Jabira, Kuwait, New York, Chicago, Chatham, New Jersey, and Worcester, Mass. For Maryland, there's not a local kid on the roster. Manchester, New Jersey, Columbia, South Carolina, Palatka, Florida, Boston, Mass., Columbus, New Jersey, New Orleans, Louisiana, Lowell, Mass., West Seattle, Phoenix, Oak Park, Cordoba, Spain, Cottage Grove, Minnesota, Chicago, Orlando, Stamford, Connecticut, and Nordorf, Germany. Still, I was glad to see the rivalry renewed. Didn't like the fact that Maryland shot 25%. But then again, our next guest, I'm sure, didn't like that either. Chris Nockey, longtime color analyst for the Terps, joining us now. Good afternoon, Nock. terrible shooting night for the Terps, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. I mean, you could drop kick in a higher percentage, right, than the 25%. And it was really – it was sort of really underscored Zabe in the first, like, six-plus minutes of each half. That's what the killer was for the Terps. They never overcame just awful starts in both of those halves. But it's funny, I heard you, they chime me in, Chris chimed me in here just as, in the middle of you going over the rosters, and it's funny you doing that because it's a point I was making last night sharing a few Diet Cokes with some friends of mine at a local place in College Park that, you know, a local rivalry usually has local players, and it, particularly in this market because it's a hotbed for hoops, right? And one of the things that was not lost on me watching that game last night is how it wasn't that way at all. When I was growing up, when I was playing college basketball, we were playing every day against guys from Georgetown and from Howard and from, you know, GW. And that thing is just lost. It's kind of sad. And part of that is probably part and parcel of this whole environment where you're renting kids for a year and then, you know, another group for the next year.
So the 93 game was big, though, because it was Gary needing that, you know, that validation for what he was building there. And he had these young guys. And I played the bite of this little documentary I found, not a doc, but just a little montage of what that game meant from the University of Maryland website. And they were talking about the likes of Joe Smith from Norfolk. They were talking about Keith Booth from Maryland. Johnny Rhodes. Yep. Johnny Rhodes from D.C. X-Ray Hip from D.C. Dwayne Simpkins from Fort Washington. You know, you're talking about an influx of local guys. And so that's now lost, but this is the age we live in. That's not going to be changeable.
Yeah, and you know, there was a long walk in the desert where it wasn't even that these teams wouldn't play each other. They wouldn't even talk to each other about playing each other. And so I happened to be courtside. I was telling the story on Sheehan's show the other day where I was courtside the night John and Lefty got into it. I was playing on an AU team that had played the first game of this a doubleheader at the Armory.
Wow.
And I watched those guys square off, and it was – you know, it was uncomfortable. It was tough to watch. It was just two German shepherds pissing on the same tree, basically, you know. And maybe I shouldn't have said that, but
this was Big John Thompson, Super Sky Point, and Lefty, Super Sky Point as well. And these are guys that would fight tooth and nail for recruits specifically from this region. And that's where the game was played. That's where the player and talent acquisition game was played. So to negotiate what was considered a fair home and home was as tricky as Middle East peace. And it didn't happen for lots and lots of years.
Yeah. So Gary goes and plays them at 93, as you said. That game was at
the Cap Center.
U.S. Air Arena. Well, I think it was U.S. Air
at the time. Okay.
So then they didn't play forever until they played back-to-backs in 2015 and 16. But you know what, Zabe? A little backstory on that. Neither team wanted to play each other. They bitched and moaned about who was going to get a home game. Those were part of the Gavitt games, which were challenge games between the Big East and Big Ten. And so you had, you know, the folks running the Gavitt games just bigfooted them, said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play the first game at Maryland and the second game down at Cap One. And so they didn't want to do that. Their hands were forced to play those two games. So this is kind of the last vestige of the Kevin Willard regime. You know, he and Ed Cooley are great, great friends, and they were the guys who kind of chiseled the four-game set together.
Yeah, and they set it up. I think it's great. Even though it lacked some of the juice of before, you got to get it started.
Yep.
And it was a good start to getting this going again. There'll be three more additions. It'll go eeny, meeny, miny, mo. So everyone will get their fair deal on that. And I love the uniform combo. It was, you know, the Gold Rush game for the Terps, which I love those unis, and then Georgetown with a good traditional uniform themselves. Looked great on TV. And it was great to see the split screen at one point of Johnny and Rich Svatkin With the number of years the two have been doing it, I literally think it was 47 and 52, if I recall.
Unbelievable, right? Get you right to 100, basically. And
99.
It is remarkable, yeah. And they're both, you know, so energetic. At one point, I was standing there talking with those two guys before the game, and, you know, it's clear they still love what they do. And I felt bad for Rick because it used to be that Shavatkin, the last time he was at Xfinity, he was right by the Georgetown bench, courtside, you know, and they sold those seats. Donors are sitting in those seats at this point in time. So he was up in a corner in the lower bowl. And it's hard enough for a guy with, you know, 2015 vision to sit up there and call a game. But, you know, a guy who's done the games for 52 years, it can't be easy sitting up there by himself. No spotter, no analyst, right? Nothing. And he did it all by himself. God bless him.
One-man band right there. Yeah. So from the Maryland side, I mean, you know, a lot of the news copy was like, it's their first home opening loss in 40 years. And I'm like, yeah, well, they usually don't home open against a quality opponent. You know, it's usually a cupcake to get things rolling. That was a bit unfair. From what you've seen so far, the Terps, where do you think the season's going to pivot around? What will be the key couple guys from this whole new group from last year?
Well, they need one of their key guys has been hurt, and last night was the first time I've seen him out of a boot. That indicates some progress to me. He's kind of right what the doctor ordered. He's 6'7", 6'8". He's a transfer.
That guy is
Solomon Washington, and he came in with buzz from Texas A&M, and he had a good year last year. Ferocious defender. I think a glue guy. They're going to have to shoot the ball better than you mentioned, 25%. But it's not just that, Zay. I watch him in practice, and you know that's sort of the one thing I get out of watching him in practice is, gosh, somebody's going to have to step up and be a guy. You know, not just a support guy playing. You know, making 8 or 9 points a game. They need some guys stepping up, making shots, making plays offensively. I think Buzz teaches them well enough defensively that they'll be fine on that end. But the offensive challenges, I think, are pretty evident. And, you know, you have to figure it out. The team has to evolve. That's usually what Buzz's teams do. They get better. Without fail, you look at what he's done over his lifetime coaching, his teams always get better. So hopefully it happens here this year.
All right. Real quick, how was Celebrity Row out there last night? I mean, the big guns, was Van Pelt there? Like, give me who was there last night for the game.
Van Pelt and Sheehan side by side. I didn't see if they were actually epoxied together over there. But there were some Maryland players that came back that we don't see very regularly. Steve Blake, who lives in Orlando, was back in the building. Always great to see him. The aforementioned Joe Smith was there as well. Gary Williams, courtside. It was a nice crew and in a great environment. That's why, you know, that's one of the reasons why you're really disappointed you didn't take advantage of that. It was a great environment for both teams. I thought it was, you know, it wasn't a high-level game, certainly high-level atmosphere, and really fun college basketball night.
Yeah. I believe I heard Buzz say they took like 43% of their shots from inside the charge circle, but only made 36% of them. Or
it's
something,
amazing.
Or maybe the numbers were reversed. Like 36% were inside the circle and still didn't shoot 50%. Wolf.
You know, Buzz, for a guy who's perceived to be old school, Zabe, he really trusts his analytics. He's big, and he's got a pile of loose leaf pages of analytics handed to him right as he walks off the court. And his whole thing is, he said, you know, the game's so emotional. I don't ever want to talk to my players and, you know, about my opinion. When I look at these analytics, they're facts. So I'm not presenting my opinion. I'm presenting facts. And I thought that's kind of an interesting way to approach it.
Yeah. He said their shot diet was good. It's just they weren't making it. So he wasn't unhappy with the quality of shots.
Yeah, for the most part. And they had guys shooting open shots. There were a couple of contested shots that leave you shaking your head a little bit. But, yeah, they missed a bunch of open shots. They're going to have to start making those for sure.
All right. What do you got going on a Saturday? It's nice out there.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Yeah, you know, you should probably go hit a bucket of golf balls somewhere. But, yeah, it's beautiful, 72, 73
cold,
degrees.
You got cold snap coming, and then, you know, before you know it, it's Thanksgiving, and outdoor recreation becomes harder and harder. So
yeah,
I'll let you get off the phone with me right now. How about that?
It gets dark at 3:32. All right, buddy, good talking to you.
All right, thank you. Chris Nocke, longtime analyst for Maryland basketball. Good synopsis of last night's event. Look, you got to start somewhere. This is a start. And even though you look at the wholesale transfusions that every D1 team, every major D1 team has in terms of players, it's just crazy. And I'm looking at the list of the previous schools. Maryland has twice as many guys coming in via the portal than you know, Cooley does at Georgetown. But, I mean, this is the way of the world right now, for better or worse. Speaking of which, a guy who was counting his money on Friday was apologizing by Saturday morning. That story is next. It's Sports Saturday here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Jay Billis have said for years about college athletes. Many of us disagreed. Me in particular have said, college scholarship and being able to play on the biggest stages and to possibly go pro, which 98% of them would not go pro, will not go pro, don't go pro, is still the greatest deal going. How do I know this? Because there is no shortage of kids that were lining up to get full rides to play Division I sports. But because it becomes such big business, there was a lot of people saying they should pay the players. Well, we're now paying the players, and it's not going well. Welcome back. Sports Saturday here on The Fan. Yours truly, Steve Zabin, with you today at Zabe on Twitter, Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. You can also catch my podcast, The Zabecast, Monday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts. So, Zach Calzada was supposed to be the starting quarterback for Kentucky this year. Hadn't played a game since September 6th because he got benched for backup quarterback Cutter Bowley. A fan, a Wildcat fan, took to social media to say mean things about Zach Calzada, and I guess it hit Zach the wrong way. To which he responded by getting a whole bunch of $100 bills, crisp ones, from the bank, and going to social media to clap back on this fan. This fan's name is Garrett. And here was Zach Calzada counting his money to taunt the fan.
Hey, what you need to do, Garrett, is your ass need to stop hating and go get you some money. But since you ain't got nothing, you go ahead and you count mine. Let's go. Hey, let's count. Let's count. Let's count.
All right. So he starts counting off these $100 bills, and I mean, it's a lot. He's just peeling through them.
Straight hundreds.
Straight hundreds, okay? He was apologizing by Saturday morning because this went viral. He writes, "To my teammates, coaches, and anyone who has ever believed in me, I take full responsibility for the video I sent to someone on social media. I let my emotions get the best of me. It does not reflect the gratitude I should share as a member of the Kentucky football team. I sincerely apologize to my teammates, coaches, and our fans. I'll learn from this, do better, and move forward with more respect for the opportunity I've been given." Oh, that was, I'm sure, written by himself and not a PR person. But okay, whatever. This is where we're at. This is where we're at. By the way, Zach Calzada was paid $1.25 million in NIL money. Now, you could say, well, look, he got nobody put a gun to somebody's head saying, pay me the money. But this is a broken system. That's not going to be good for anybody. And yeah, $1.2 million is a ton of money. Don't forget, his agents, because there are NIL agents, got a big cut of it. And that money will not last, especially if he's flaunting it on social media in the form of a stack of who knows how many $100 bills that was. And the money that's having to be raised now to go chase the next Zach Calzada, who may be good, he may stink, is becoming so difficult to chase the money in college sports, it cannot and will not last. And it's just ugly all around. You know, before the money, you could say, all right, Zach Calzada stinks. He got benched back in September. People would have forgotten about it because it is what it is. It's college sports. Okay, he didn't work out. But now you add the money and, of course, social media, and it gets to a whole different level. That is not life-changing money. You cannot retire at age 22 on $1.25 million minus the agent cut, minus whatever you went and spent those $100 bills on the weekend. He'd be wise to get an education because he's got a lot of life still ahead of him. All right, coming up later on this hour, my rods and cones are all jacked up after the latest round of NBA Cup games. Wizards back in action tonight. They're not doing good, but maybe they'll improve. Currently on a record pace, and it's not a good one. So we'll get into all that plus more. It's a Sports Saturday right here on 106.7 The Fan. At Zabe on Twitter, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
How's life on the red planet?
It's killing me. I can't eat, I can't sleep. All I can see is that giant red sun in the shape of a chicken.
What, did you go down to the Kenny Rogers and complain?
Oh, they gave me the heave-ho. You know, I don't think that Kenny Rogers has any idea what's going on down there.
What are you doing? That's tomato juice.
That looked like milk to me.
Classic Seinfeld. My rods and cones, Jerry, they're all messed up. That's how I felt watching 5 minutes of the Cavs and the Wizards last night. It was talk about life on the red planet. That court, woof. Of course, some, I'm sure, like these NBA Cup courts that have the gaudy colors. It's a bit much to me. It looked like a sort of a soft red, almost like a salmon-colored red, if you will. But, yeah. Wasn't as bad as Minnesota. Who here saw Minnesota's court last night in the NBA? I call it nuclear Gatorade pea green. It was so green and so bright that you could see the color of the court reflecting back up onto the faces of the players. But that's the NBA with this whole Emirates Cup thing, which is now in its third year, I believe. Of course, I had to then go to social, or I had to go to AI. I go to Grok because it's part of my X subscription. You can use ChatGPT or whatever the hell you want because it's better than just searching for it on Google. I was like, is tonight's game, Wizards Mavericks, a NBA Cup game? And the answer is no. The NBA Cup is only in the group stage here on Tuesdays and Fridays in November. So they will swap out that court today, if they haven't already, for tonight's game down at Cap One. But the dates are the 12th and the 15th of November, and then the 19th, the 22nd, the 26th, and the 29th. And then last night was I think, the first or the second one. Don't quote me on this. It's all just extra stuff to try to drive more advertising. And I don't hate the NBA Cup, but it seemingly is a bit unnecessary. Of course, when you have Emirates on board as a sponsor, why not take their money? So, yes, the games last night with the courts were just wow. I don't normally watch full NBA games anyway. If it's not the playoffs, I'm not going to devote a whole 2 hours plus to a regular season game. But if you did, I just want to know, did it mess up your rods and cones like Kramer? Did you go and pour tomato juice into your cereal the next morning because you couldn't see straight? Either way, it's not good for the Wizards. 148-114, your final score. Cavaliers were at 76 points at halftime. Cavaliers were 1 point off of scoring their franchise record in points. C.J. McCollum led the Wiz with 25. Alex Saar had 20. Trey Johnson, who I think everyone agrees looks like a really intriguing potential future star in this league, at 18. The worst record in Wizards slash Boule history is 15-67, and that was just a year ago. That was the 2023-2024 season. 15-67. How'd they win 15? It's a miracle. It's a miracle. They're on pace now for 9-73. That's the pace at 1-8 on a 7-game losing streak. 9-73. That would tie the all-time worst record in league history. The Sixers did it in 2016 as part of the famous process. Trust the process. We're gonna tank, and we're gonna tank so hard it's going to make your head hurt, but we're going to make it up when we get all these great players and these high draft picks and win the lottery. I would say it probably wasn't worth it. It's a lot to ask your fan base. And I wouldn't say that the Wizards are full tanking. They're acquiring young players and trying to build up smart, but it's going to be a long haul. As I said here in this day part 2 weekends ago before the season began, I said, you know, if you're a basketball junkie, if you really love the NBA, if you like watching young players develop, then you're going to have a decent time this year watching the Wizards. It's going to be a basketball junkie's year for you to watch these games. Winning, though, no. They're not going to win. Not going to win at all. Win a little bit here, a little bit there, and that's about it. Let's hope they win more than 9. That will be a very long, very painful year. And even if they do set the record for fewest wins in NBA history in a season, you and I both know they will still lose the lottery, because that's seemingly what they do, even with the most ping pong balls in the hopper helping them out. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on this sports Saturday. So there is another story involving money, not just something as innocent as a $1.25 million quarterback for Kentucky peeling off hundreds to taunt a fan on social media, something far more pernicious. And that is, the NCAA has banned 6 players from college basketball from 3 different schools who either conspired to flat-out throw games or shared betting information between themselves. And they did it in the most ham-handed, don't even care if we get caught kind of a way. They were texting each other and talking to each other and being overheard by others discussing ways to, quote, throw the game. 6 former men's college players at 3 schools, New Orleans, Mississippi Valley State, and Arizona State, participated in a gambling scheme that included game manipulation or sharing of information with known bettors. This, according to the NCAA in their Friday announcement. Yes, typical Friday news dump, right? Day-Day Hunter, that'd be D-A-E-D-A-E Hunter, Dyquavion Short, and Jamond Vincent, who played for New Orleans last season, manipulated their performance for betting purposes in 7 games, according to the NCAA. Now let me pause for a second. If you're betting New Orleans games, University of, you're a degenerate. So you kind of got what you had coming, unless you're on the inside, with these players who were pretty much tanking the game. In all 7 games, Hunter, Short, and Vincent allegedly lost or attempted to lose by more points than the spread as part of a conspiracy with outside bettors. 2 players at Mississippi Valley State, Donovan Sanders and Alvin Stredick, were offered money to throw a game in January of this past winter against Alabama A&M. Sanders was also overheard discussing throwing the game ahead of that, the December 21st contest earlier in the year against Tulsa. Arizona State forward B.J. Freeman was found to have shared information with a former teammate who was betting on Freeman's performance at a daily fantasy site. I mean, it's just, it boggles the mind. The NCAA found text messages on Short's phone in which he and Hunter discussed getting $5,000 and spoke with the known bettor on January 20th, the day of a game against Northwestern State. The athlete said after the game, Short and Hunter met someone about 45 minutes outside New Orleans to pick up the cash. I mean, this is where we're at. Does anyone have a plan to get out of this hellscape that we're currently in with the online wagering and the and you know, all of the companies that are in your phone? Hell, the NCAA just a month ago passed a rule that would make it easier and less illegal for college athletes to bet on sports, even though they're still prohibited from betting on their own sport or their own games. And many inside the sport of basketball and football said, no, are you crazy? And again, you might say, well, this is just, these are some pretty marginal Division I teams. Yeah, well, it's here. This is what they've caught so far. This is because these guys were really unsophisticated. These guys almost feel like they were begging to get caught, like they didn't care. Like, okay, if we get caught and we get kicked out of school, who cares? They were on some pretty bad teams as well. So I believe one of the teams had they were like 4-23 the year before. So the point spreads against them were already large. So they probably figured, well, we're getting our, you know, break speed off every night. Why might as well just tank it at the end of games to make sure the under hits and we'll get paid $5,000 from guys who know us. Well, now this is what we know about lower level schools. You don't think there's some stuff going on at higher level schools, and you don't think that the trend is going that direction? But hey, people wanted this. Those that were involved in the sport and the entities and the leagues and everyone else said, let's go. And I'm not against wagering responsibly. But you start to push it into every nook and cranny of sports, you're going to get problems. Problems like this. 800-636-1067 is the number. Some NFL notes as we head towards tomorrow's slate of games, including the Commanders hosting the Lions, 425 at Northwest Stadium. 8.5 is the number. Speaking of point spreads, your total 48 and a hook. It'll be Marcus Mariota, obviously, for Jaden Daniels. The good news was this week, no surgery required. I'll also update my poll question today, which is, when and should he play again this year, if at all? You're listening to The Fan on Sports Saturday with Steve Zabin. Chris Russell on Team 980. The Rooster hates the ping pong tables in the locker rooms of NFL teams because he feels like it's a distraction, and that became a running joke with Chris and everyone. Breece Hall was seen in the Jets locker room this week driving a little miniature electric go-kart around. The Jets are 1-7. They just fire-sailed a whole bunch of their players, some of their best players. Breece Hall was one of the guys that could have been sent out, but he was not. Some people are taking this like, oh my God, no wonder that this organization's a clown show. Got one win, and you're in the locker room driving a go-kart around. I don't know, man. It's a long season. If it was just as easy as get rid of ping-pong tables and go-karts, and you'll win games, then everyone could do it. Welcome back. Sports Saturday. Zabe here with you. Thank you for those listening, both online and locally here in the DMV. It's a beautiful day out. You're probably out raking leaves, I would imagine, doing some yard work. Can get a cold snap here of this little quick shot of a polar vortex. Going to bring some snow to the upper Midwest. That was the thing, you know, when I did the show that I did in Milwaukee, and I didn't live there full-time, but I lived there part-time, how quick and how hard winter came on the scene was something that took a lot of getting used to. In fact, I would say I was never fully used to it entirely. But they're going to get some snow up there, I believe, tonight, tomorrow. A little slushy snow. Damn. Early November. Not even Thanksgiving yet. What do they say in Game of Thrones? Winter. Winter is coming. Indeed it is. Joe Richardson, listening online, says, 1%er in the Bluegrass State, Zabe, whose afternoon yard work today is much more enjoyable, catching El Baldo on the fan. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. And I gave you a little bit of Kentucky content as well, given this moron Calzada and his money counting. Okay, injury report, Lions, Commanders. Here we go. Key injuries for the Commanders. Daniels out. Duh. McLaurin out. Knew that. Quan Martin, questionable at safety. Those are the key players. There's a couple more of those are the key guys. For the Lions, Kirby Joseph, their safety, out with a knee. Pat O'Connor, D lineman, out. Jacob Sailors, running back, out. These are lesser guys. Miles Frazier, guard. He's on the PUP list. He's out. Joe Pascal is out. Edge rusher, non-football injury. And then some guys questionable. Dan Skipper, offensive tackle, back, questionable. Taylor Decker, left tackle, shoulder and rest. He's questionable. So the Lions come in mostly healthy and looking for, obviously, some revenge. That game last year in the playoffs was incredible to watch because, unlike the Bears win, which was a stroke of luck and idiocy by the Bears to give that game away on the Hail Mary, this was a thorough evisceration of a team that just thought, oh, we're going to roll out here. We're the Lions. Look at the season we've had. I mean, it was all setting up for finally the Detroit Lions to go to the Super Bowl. Home field advantage teed up for them. They were being delivered a rookie quarterback in Daniels and a team in the Commanders that were not supposed to be there. And they played that way, fast and loose and carefree. And then they just were like, oh, no, these guys are fast. These guys came to win. And oh, my God, what are we doing? When Terry McLaurin is busting off 65-yard little tunnel screens for touchdowns, that's when you knew you were in for a hell of a fight. And by the time they kind of locked in and said, okay, we got to dig in on this, it was too late. What the Lions needed to do was realize early on that we got to slow this down. We got to not play the kind of football we're used to playing that's aggressive and with, you know, a lot of passing and downfield strikes. We've got to make this a slow-go trench warfare game. And they had to get to Daniels, which they didn't get to him the entire game. Daniels finished with 350 yards, two touchdowns, and no sacks. 45-31, your final score, and you could have heard a pin drop at the Silver Dome, Ford Field Silver Dome. You could have heard a pin drop at Ford Field when that thing went final last year. Incredible, stunning win. And yeah, the Lions, I'm sure, have a little something-something in the back of their mind. They just want to win, though, because they had a game they thought they could have, should have won against the Vikings coming off a bye at home, division game, and they were not right. It's a formidable team, the Lions, that come to town tomorrow. The game, like I said, will not be the national game. That has been flexed, sort of a subtle flex that the Commanders-Lions was going to be delivered nationally. It doesn't matter to you or I because we're here watching it locally, but instead it'll be the Rams and the Niners that are the national game in the 425 window. All right, 800-636-1067 is the number. Update on my poll question, which is should Jaden Daniels play again for the Commanders? A, as soon as he's cleared. B, only if the team's not eliminated. Or C, next season. Now we've got a sufficient number of votes to kind of go on. It's still next season, your leading vote getter at 44%. 29% say as soon as he's cleared. 26% say only if the team is still alive. With all the wild cards, I think they'll be alive if they win a game or two here deeper into the year. But the NFC is so strong, it's just there's no realistic path at this point with all the injuries to make a noise in January, even if the team were to somehow inexplicably get hot. So I guess I need to answer this poll question myself on the air because I've not done it yet. I would say a combination of as soon as he's cleared plus a week or two. And it would have to be, well, okay, how does that left elbow feel? Does it feel great? Like, yeah, it looked bad. I was in a ton of pain when it happened, but I'm young and I'm a quick healer and literally I can't even feel it. If that's the case, I don't think you need to put him in mothballs for the final month of the season because you're scared he might get hurt again. I think there is value in playing as a young player. That said, as John Keim discussed with us earlier today on the show, depending on who's out, depending on what weapons they have to work with, what value do you get if you've got a complete shell of a team when it comes to your wide receivers and tight ends and skill position weapons? Because, you know, you're talking about a really mangy crew on paper without McLaurin in there. I don't know. I would say, you know, if he feels great and we're 4 weeks down the road plus the bye, I would say go ahead and play him. You can't totally live in every fear you have about injuries. Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville. You're next up this morning, this afternoon. Chris, how are you today?
I'm good. Zabin, the prodigal son, returns to Washington Radio. Thank you.
Good to be back. Thank you very much for that.
Quick question. Did you ever cross paths with Pete Medhurst in your time?
I did. That was such a gut punch to lose Pete and the way we did and so soon, and was absolutely beloved in our circles, in our profession. And I still think about that.
Yeah, I mean, he and I kind of became friends and grew up in the same town. I always thought his career arc kind of reminded how you started out, because I know you grinded for quite a long time before you
Pete was it. Anyway. Pete was the quintessential grinder and a great guy and a guy without ego and a guy that was willing to help other people in this business. And so I only got to meet him once, like face-to-face. We didn't cross paths a whole lot, but I knew of Pete and had total respect for him. So, yes, rest in peace.
Yeah. Yes, rest in peace, Pete.
Daniels, what do you think? Should he play if he's perfectly fine in a month and a half?
Unless it is literally the last game of the season, Daniels needs to play no matter what. I don't care if they're losing. I don't care if they're mathematically eliminated. He's regressed somewhat this year, probably because he hasn't had his full cast of characters to play with, and right. He didn't really do a lot of work in camp, which I think was a huge mistake. But you can't let an entire year go by this quarterback development and have this be the result. So even if it's just to come back and put some pelts on the wall and say, we had a few good games, you put together a couple of great drives, he's got to have that. He cannot walk away with this feeling, this taste in his mouth from this season, and nor can Quinn and Peters, for that matter, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, if there's only one game left, that changes the equation. And it really comes down to exactly how is that elbow feeling, exactly what do the tests show at that point.
It's his non-throwing arm.
I know it is, but, like, if it still kind of hurts, if there's still a lack of strength, do you want him out there trying to stiff-arm guys, everything else? I don't know. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Do I have time for one more here, Chris? Are we up against a
break? Yeah, let's do the break here real quick. We'll get to this guy.
Let's take a break. Ian in Vienna, you can hold on through the break. We'll talk on the other side of it. On the other side, in hour number three, the ESPN YouTube TV stalemate continues. Interesting article in Awful announcing about how the perception of ESPN, the four-letter, red-lettered network in the Connecticut Woods, has never been lower, even though they are successfully navigating a tricky time in the industry from analog to digital to streaming. We'll get into that next hour. One more to go here, Sports Saturday on The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.